text. RHI Entertainment presents an Alpine Median production, in association with Larry Levinson Productions. Snow covers trees with green leaves in a remote forest setting. In a clearing is a wooden lodge. Title, The Christmas Card. Inside, a woman handwrites a note by the fireplace.
Dear service member, I hope this card finds you in good health and preparing to enjoy the holidays. At this time of year, I always reflect on what I can be thankful for. I was raised in a loving home by wonderful parents. My folks, Rosie and Luke, send their Christmas greetings to you along with mine. Nevada City has been home to the Spellman family for three generations. I could have left, but everything that was important to me was here. Our lives are not about things. Family and friends, people, are at the heart of it. You won't find a chain store or mall around here, and that suits us just fine. Our local church organizes Operation Christmas Card every year for our troops overseas. The church is at the center for many of our activities and social events, and the doors are open 24 hours a day to anyone. Believe me, you have many friends here. You just haven't met them yet. I'm sure being far from your loved ones weighs heavy on your heart. I know a little about that. When I met my boyfriend, he was everything I was looking for. Since then, his business has kept us living far from one another. I'll bet you'll be back with your family long before he and I live in the same zip code.
The young woman pastes a photograph of her family onto the note, puts it in an envelope, and drops it into a large box with other envelopes. Text, Afghanistan. Nighttime, a full moon. And truck rides under a barrier gate into an army base, Camp Dobbs. Three men in camouflage and Santa hats walk up to a man sitting at a desk, whose shirt reads Cullen.
Hey, sir.
What are you up to, Jones?
Hey, how about snapping a photo?
Jones hands him a disposable camera.
Where'd you boys get those hats?
From the dancers at the USO show.
Yeah.
They pose.
A Christmas card for you from our admirers back in the States. The church group from my home sent us all Christmas cards.
Give it to one of the boys that didn't make the show.
Can't do that, Sarge. The Army entrusted me with the assignment of giving you this card.
Jones and his buddies walk off. Cullen grins. Another truck enters the base. Later, sitting in a cot in a tent, Cullen opens Faith's letter.
If you're ever out west, please come visit us. We'd love to thank you in person for your service and sacrifice. I speak for everyone in Nevada City when I say that we are grateful to you for making sure that we're safe and secure. I'm attaching a photo of our church. Know that the lights there are burning for all of you tonight, in the hope that next Christmas you'll be home and the world will be at peace. You're in our thoughts, and you're in our prayers. With loving best wishes for the season, Faith Spellman.
Cullen's eyes water. Jones enters the tent.
Get a nice Christmas card, Team Sarge?
I did, Jonesy, thank you. Looks like you got quite a handful of goodies there.
My fiancée, Lee, would like you to have a cookie.
She would she?
Said so herself.
Jones hands him a cookie.
Thank her for me.
This is her most recent photo. She gets prettier every day.
Liddy smiles in the photo.
You're a lucky man.
Merry Christmas, Sarge.
Merry Christmas.
Jones smiles and exits the tent. Daytime at the Nuristan Province Health Clinic. Cullen's unit unloads supply boxes from a truck. Two men stand guard with large guns.
Man, I don't know about you, Lewis, but I did not sign up for this.
You got that right, brother.
Hey, me and Lady picked a date last night.
Nice.
Valentine's Day.
Congratulations, Jonesy.
Thanks. Lady and I would like you to be there.
We're coming!
The unit takes cover. A blast lands right next to the truck. Cullen hides in an alcove. Jones picks up a box.
Jonesy, get out of there! Just let it go, man, go!
explosion occurs right beside Jones. Jones lies motionless on the steps of the clinic. Cullen creeps over to Jones.
Be fine, buddy. Come on. Vito, get a medevac. You be all right, Jonesy? Everything's gonna be okay, buddy.
I need a medevac at Checkpoint Zulu. One priority, over. Private wounds of crush injury, over. USSF WIA. This is Charlie 22 out.
Cullen checks Jones's pulse. Later, soldiers lower the American and Afghan flags from a flagpole. In a tent, Cullen reads Faith's Christmas card again.
Six troops in the open, roadside.
A man named Ashby enters the tent. Cullen rises and salutes.
At ease, Mr. Sergeant Cullen.
Cullen lowers his salute.
Mind if I sit and talk, sir?
Please, sir.
They sit.
I'm sorry to hear about Sergeant Jones. How's he look?
He was, sir.
You're about to rotate home.
Thinking of extending, sir.
I think you need to take some leave, Cullen. Look, Jones wasn't your fault. Time for some R&R, that's an order, Sergeant. I need you to do something for me.
Ashby hands Cullen dog tags.
There's a young widow, stateside, that needs these. And while you're home, don't think about the Army. Think about your life. What you want, your family. The career out of this uniform you wear. You've stood watch a long time now. Maybe it's time to find out what's next.
Elsewhere, in a bright rustic mountain setting, a motorcycle rides on an otherwise unoccupied country road along a body of water. It passes under a covered bridge. A bit later, the motorcycle rides past a sign that reads Welcome to Nevada City. The motorcycle rides through the traffic of the city streets. Sergeant Cullen arrives at a house with an American flag perched on the white picket fence outside, the motorcycle parked in front. He opens the gate and approaches the front door. The woman from Jones's picture answers.
Hello, Liddy.
Sergeant Cullen.
Liddy hugs him.
I would have recognized you anywhere. Jones used to... pictures of y'all.
I would have given my life for him if I had the chance. I came here because I wanted to tell you. He really loved you.
Cullen hands her the dog tags. They hug. Cullen rides his motorcycle in a village area, lined with shops. He parks outside a diner and enters. He approaches the counter and sits, where a man is eating alone. The woman behind the bar approaches.
Howdy.
Afternoon. What can I get for you?
You have chicken salad club, curly fries, extra crispy.
Right. White wheat or rye?
Rye. And hot chocolate.
Marshmallows.
Even better.
Cullen turns to the man.
How you doing? Where the latrine is?
The man gestures. Cullen walks off. As the waitress arrives with Cullen's food, Faith enters the restaurant.
Hey, Bill. Molly!
The waitress does not respond. Faith sees the plate of food sitting on the counter. She sits and turns to Bill.
Can I get some ketchup? Thanks.
She spreads ketchup all over the food. She eats a fry.
Molly!
I thought I ordered it to go.
Faith, that isn't yours.
Whose is it?
Cullen returns.
It's his.
You ordered a chicken salad club on rye with crispy curly fries and hot chocolate with marshmallows?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. What are the odds?
Oh, yeah. That never happens.
Let me give you some of my fries.
It's okay, really. It's fine.
They look at each other for a moment. An older man knocks on the diner window, gesturing at Faith.
I've got to go. I'm sorry about the fries. Oh, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Faith leaves. Later, Cullen exits the diner and walks across the street into an inn. He ascends the staircase inside and approaches a caged reception area. A woman behind the desk approaches.
Afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon. What can I do for you?
I was hoping you had a room available.
Yes, quite a few, actually, but that's only for tonight. After that, I'm filled up through Christmas.
Well, one night would be fine, ma'am.
Well, good. Then I'll have you fill this out, if you don't mind. So are you visiting folks for the holiday?
No. I'm just passing through.
Well, then we'll have to do our best to impress you quickly, won't we? Breakfast is at 8.
I was thinking of attending church in the morning.
It's right at the top of the hill. We could sit together, if you like, I mean.
Oh, man, that'd be great. Thank you.
Oh, your keys are...
God rest. Later, at night, Cullen walks down the street of the village. Let nothing you dismiss. Remember Christ. He glances around the various buildings in the town, comparing them to the picture on Faith's Christmas card. Later, daytime, he rides the motorcycle down the street and arrives at the church on top of the hill. He parks and removes his helmet, entering in his cycle jacket and khakis. The greeter at the door is Faith's father, the same man from the photo on Faith's card.
Morning, Bill. Hi, Dennis, Phyllis. Good to see you. Hi there. Welcome, welcome. Oh, morning, son.
Morning.
Nice shine on those shoes.
Oh, but thank you, sir.
Oh, I bet you're the visitor that Selma wants to sit next to today.
Yes, sir. She's quite the host.
Oh, you couldn't pick a finer church.
It's beautiful.
What's your name?
Cody Cullen, sir.
Deacon of the month, Luke Spellman.
It's a real honor to meet you, sir.
Honor? I guess you haven't caught wind of my reputation.
Luke leads Cody to Selma's pew, and he sits. The Reverend stands.
Good morning.
Good morning.
There's an old Hebrew saying, be kind to strangers. By doing so, we may be entertaining one of God's angels. So we'd like to welcome and warmly greet any of you who might be... A stranger among us, here visiting for the first time. Any visitors, please stand at this time.
Come on, Cody,
and we want to make you feel welcome, make you feel at home here in God's house on this fine holiday season. Welcome, young man. Welcome, sir.
Cody smiles, standing. He glances around. Faith notices him and waves.
Now, we'd like to invite you for refreshments after the service. Right? All right, let's sing number 240. Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
They all rise.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinner.
Faith glances over at Cody. Cody glances back. Later, the Reverend addresses the congregation again.
May the Lord bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you. Go forth in peace.
The congregation mingles as they exit.
Nice to see you again.
Luke approaches Cody.
Ah, glad to see you're awake. What I mean is, Reverend Ives gives a poignant sermon, but sometimes it's a poignant, long-winded sermon.
Well, I like the message and the music.
No, they're great. Shiny shoes and a surbit. I gather you must be Army.
I'm currently on leave.
I serve too.
Vietnam?
It wasn't a Crimea. Yeah, come here, man.
Luke approaches the Reverend and Faith.
That's all right.
Excuse me. I'd like to steal my daughter for a second. Cody, this is my somewhat attractive daughter, Faith.
We saw each other in the diner yesterday.
You two already met?
We're both fans of curly fries. Extra crispy.
Cody's Army. Sergeant. On leave.
Oh, do you have family in town?
No. No, I'm just passing through.
Faith, honey, would you mind taking Miss Cleveland to her car? She wants to go home.
Well, Cody Cullen, it was nice meeting you. Hope you have safe travels during the holiday. I'll take you, Mrs. Cleveland.
Faith exits.
It was really great meeting you, sir.
Great to meet you. You come back anytime. Soon.
Cody nods and exits the church. He approaches his motorcycle. Luke walks out of the church.
Cody! Hola!
A car speeds down the road in Luke's direction. Cody tackles Luke to the ground as the car stops short. Faith and others rush to them.
Dad! Dad! Are you okay? Somebody go call an ambulance.
Faith looks concerned, holding Luke. Cody and Faith in a waiting room. Nurses wheel Luke in.
A hero!
No. Right time, right place. How you doing?
Oh, banged up my bad hip and bruised my shoulder, but thank God for your special ops reflexes.
Oh, we haven't had a chance to meet yet. I'm Rosie Spellman.
Cody Cullen, ma'am.
I'm just so grateful you were there.
We all are.
Oh, I'm just glad you finally got to meet the love of my life.
Well, you just have to come home and have dinner with us tonight, Cody. I mean, we got to be able to thank you some way.
I'm gonna head out.
Oh, come on. You were the injured. It's been a long time since I talked to Army with a fella grunt.
Well, I won't take no for an answer. And besides, we've got plenty of extra rooms at the house. You can just stay the night.
Be smart. Be smart. Surrender now.
We'd love for you to join us.
Consider it settled. Welcome to the Spellman family. Marsh!
A Jeep arrives at the Spellman house. Faith gets out of the driver's seat and walks behind the Jeep. Cody has followed and parked the motorcycle behind her.
You can go ahead and put it right there next to Pops.
Okay.
He rides the motorcycle into the garage. Faith and Cody walk inside. The cabin's living room is comfortably furnished.
Wow. Something smells really good.
My mom was baking blueberry muffins this morning.
She bakes morning, noon, and night during holiday season. You like it?
Oh, yeah. It's everything I thought it would be.
I'm sorry?
You know when you imagine someone's home, it's very cozy and inviting.
Come on, I'll show you the guest bedroom.
Faith shows Cody a series of photos on the wall.
These are some of the men who served with Dad and never made it home. He salutes them every day. I don't mean to tell you about that bond. My mom calls him his mistress. She always credits the Army with teaching Dad the skills for a good marriage. Loyalty, commitment, love of family, and the ability to do his own laundry. I believe she really taught him that, but Seems more masculine to credit the military.
Come on.
She leads him to a bedroom.
So, this'll be your room. The bathroom's right around the corner. I'll hang you some towels. Yours will be the green ones.
Okay. Thank you. Faith, I want to...
Hey, we're back. Can you come help with dinner?
Coming, Mom. Take your time. Settle in. I'll see you later.
Okay.
Faith walks out. Cody puts his bag on the bed and sits. He takes out Faith's Christmas card and looks at the photo of the Spellmans smiling in front of their house. Later, Cody enters the living room where the family is gathered. Luke wears a sling.
Cody! Come meet Rosie's cousins from Grass Valley. This is Jack and Suzanne.
Hey, Jack.
Hi.
My boys, Sammy and Henry.
The scalawags.
My daughter, Rebecca.
The beauty.
Cody, would you mind going out to the garage and grabbing a couple of folding chairs for the boys?
Point me in the right direction.
I'll show you.
Okay, but no lifting for you. The doctor doesn't want you using that arm at all.
Fine. I'm just going for a walk with my hero buddy.
In the garage is a sleigh.
Really great to have you here.
Great to be here.
Yeah.
It's like somebody's got a couple hobbies.
Yeah, I wanted to build a sleigh, but one with wheels on it. Rosie gets a kick out of this thing. Says it's romantic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I suppose that hog's for Rosie, too, huh?
Oh, no. That one's for me. Not too much lately, though. The eyes are slowing.
Cody indicates a photo.
Wow, what a great spot.
Yeah, that's up off of Highway 49. It's got a beautiful view of the Yuba River. You ought to see it before you leave.
That view?
Yeah. It's a California memorial site dedicated to those who died in Vietnam.
My dad died in Vietnam.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Hit my mom pretty hard. She passed away after I graduated from high school. You know, sometimes I think that's why I joined the Army. Thought it'd fill that void somehow.
So, what are you doing for the holiday?
I'm not really sure.
Yeah? I got a business proposition for you. I own a mill, family business. Now, with this injury, I really could use your help here, especially during the holiday. It's one of the busiest times of our year.
I don't want to take your money, Luke. Maybe I could work for room and board, something like that.
Yeah, great. It'll get Richard off my back, squawking about taking on more help. Yeah, it's good.
Luke removes his sling.
What are you doing?
Oh, I was surprised, Rosie. So, you know, it's like fate brought you here.
Yeah.
Sure.
Not fate. Exactly.
Huh?
Well, I got this Christmas card.
What?
It's been a real lifeline for me.
Cody hands Luke the card.
She brought you here.
Don't you think it's a little odd that a grown man would travel this far based on a card?
Have you told her?
Maybe we should keep it to ourselves for now.
Oh, no problem. It doesn't matter how you got here. It's just great that you're here with us now.
Later, in the den.
How fast was that crazy guy going?
40. I'd say 40 up that hill.
Jeez.
Without him, I'd be pushing.
Food's out!
A man enters.
Happy New Year!
Oh, boy.
Perfect timing, Uncle Richard.
I know my cue, Daddy. Hey, the gang's all here!
How is it that you always seem to arrive after all the work is done and at the very instant that the food is out?
Genius timing.
Richard, meet Cody Cullen.
A real live hero.
Oh, I don't know about that.
You'll be getting to spend extra time with this real live hero because he just agreed to stay on through the holidays and help us, I should say you, at the mill.
Great. I'll teach you everything I know.
Where's your sling?
Oh, Rosie, you know I heal fast.
Well, might as well eat while it's hot.
They gather in the dining area and sit.
Let us give thanks.
They join hands.
Thank you, Lord, for the meal we are about to receive. And thank you for our family and friends, both old and new. Please take care of those are away from their homes this day. And during this Christmas season, please let us all find peace. Amen.
Later, the family plays football in the yard. Cody tosses a ball to the youngest child, who gets tangled up and tosses it back to Cody, who scores. Luke smiles watching from the porch.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, Richard! Why does you sweat like that when you work for me?
On the next play, Cody tosses the ball to Richard, who stumbles and falls backward. Faith approaches Luke.
Like a twinkle toes.
Dishes are done.
Oh, that's good.
Cody dodges a tackle and tosses the ball.
Oh, I wish I could play. They'd probably kill me.
Come on, Dad.
What?
The way Uncle Richard plays, we could use a referee.
That's an idea. I'd love to blow the whistle on him.
Come on.
It begins to snow. Faith enters the game. Cody is holding the ball. Faith tackles him. The whole family piles on top of them. Later, at night, the Spellmans waves at the departing car from the porch.
Those kids are tough.
Bye, Henry!
Bye!
Bye, Sammy!
Merry Christmas!
See you in a few weeks!
In the cabin, upstairs, Faith handwrites a letter at a desk. Cody enters in pajamas.
Hey, you're up late.
Hey.
I was just gonna get something to drink.
Help yourself. Hot chocolate.
Ooh.
He pours a mug.
Your parents are great.
Aren't they? They both know when to lead and when to follow. Neither feels the need to compromise. It's really inspiring. I'd love to have that with someone one day.
Got quite a few cards to write there.
Oh, not really. I already sent the ones to the troops at Thanksgiving, so now it's just friends and family.
It's a really special thing that you do.
Not really. Doesn't make that big of a difference.
Faith, it makes a huge difference. In many ways, it saved my life.
My mom and I, we made a card for my dad when he was in Vietnam. I know he got the card. And it meant a lot to him.
Did he make it back?
Oh, no.
Well, getting a card from someone you know has got to have a lot more meaning than getting one from a complete stranger.
I got a card once. Words kept me going.
He glances at Faith, who looks back with wide eyes. Later, daytime, a tractor pulls a large log from a wood pile. At the work site, the Red Spellman truck arrives, followed by Cody on his motorcycle. They pass under a sign that says Spellman Logging. Luke leads Cody into the workroom of a lumber yard, where a wooden plank is measured and transported by machine. Workers in hard hats supervise.
We pretty much do all things wood. Logging, lumber, firewood, Christmas trees, mostly cedar, some Doug fir, little northern pine, and of course, the last few weeks we've been selling Christmas trees. Definitely everyone's favorite season.
Oh, yeah.
Someday it'll all go to Faith.
In a wood studio.
Wow. What's all this for?
Woodworking. The guys use it whenever they get the urge. Usually just my brother-in-law, Richard. He's a master craftsman. And since his wife died, I guess he just likes to pass the hours in here. Yeah. Let's go look at the office.
That way.
Faith and Rosie work in the office, shuffling papers. Luke and Cody enter.
Hello, everybody.
Morning.
This is where the beauty and brains of our outfit hang out. Needless to say, my chair is over there.
That doesn't mean we don't let them buy us lunch.
Faith, our lovely daughter, sits over there and handles all the accounting, plus counting the dots.
Counting the dots, what's that?
It's silly, really. Never mind.
Richard enters.
Good morning, all. Armin messed up the Heartland lumber order.
Really?
You know, he can't load logs, he can't load lumber.
Yeah.
Meyer says 1,200 board feet of cedar. And Armin, he stacked up about 1,000.
Oh, Richard. All right, let's go work it out. Faith, would you finish the tour with Cody and be sure and show him our magic spot?
Sure.
Come on, Richard.
Are you ready? See ya.
Rosie watches them exit.
Okay, this is our head rig, our edger and resaw. These cut the logs into 3 sizes, 6x6, 6x4, 8x8. And then the jackets go up over to the chipper and down to the chip truck for hauling. The chips get used in playgrounds and gardening mulch. The rest goes to electric plants. If we didn't use every inch, we wouldn't have a profit. Come on, I'll show you the best part of the tour.
She leads him to a quiet area.
You really love working at the mill, don't you?
Can you tell?
Yeah.
I do. I love it. One day I was going to go away and work in the city, but I love my mom, my dad. I love the work we do. I love being outside.
They approach a lake.
See, look how beautiful this place is. This is my parents' favorite place in the whole world.
I can see why.
This is where my dad proposed to my mom before he left for Vietnam. When he was gone, she came here every day to pray for his safe return. When he got back, they were married here. And they named me Faith because they never lost faith that they would always be together and have a family.
Richard, Luke, and Rosie in the office.
Have the Miller delivery a day later.
I hate it. Go ahead.
Faith and Cody enter.
Anybody shoot at you?
Not today, Dad.
Did you show my magic spot?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Why don't you take Cody with you and check on that load?
Right.
Keep him out of trouble.
You betcha.
I'm talking to Cody.
Richard and Cody exit. They chat outside.
What's scary is he meant it. I'm known to be a bit reckless around here. Kind of keeps things exciting.
How long have you been with the company?
Since high school. I introduced my sister to the boss's son for job security.
It looks like it worked.
A sports car pulls through the entrance of the mill. A man gets out.
Didn't expect to see him. Paul, Faith's very long-distance boyfriend. She's like Job waiting for him to take things to the next level. He's been moving slower than molasses.
Paul enters the office.
Oh, it's 1990.
Yeah, I'll use it later.
Hello?
What a surprise!
Is that?
Faith kisses him.
Rosie, Luke?
How nice to see you, Paul.
Paul?
What are you doing here?
I wouldn't miss Christmas with my girl.
You were supposed to be traveling through Europe.
I know, but I'm going to work out of the Napa office for a couple of weeks.
I'm so glad you're back.
I brought some delicious wine back to go with your great cooking.
Well, then you better come over for dinner tonight.
I'd love to. If you don't mind, I'd like to steal Faith away for lunch.
What do you think, boss? Can I take an early one?
Well,
have fun. We'll see you later.
See you tonight.
Cody stands near a tractor as it moves a piece of wood. Richard approaches.
Hey there.
I could use that quarterback arm of yours out in the mill.
Okay.
You require a hammer. I'm your man.
I got a little woodworking project. I was kind of hoping you'd help me out with it.
Sure.
All right.
Later, evening, Cody shapes a plank of wood on a jigsaw. He removes the plank and examines it. Later, at the house, Paul and Faith sit together in the living room. Paul lights a fire.
So he's staying here? In the house?
Yeah.
Well, do you know anything about this Sergeant Hero? There are some twisted freaks in the army, too, you know.
Your eyes are about the same shade of green as our guest bathroom's house.
I'm not jealous. I'm just protective. You mean a lot to me.
Cody enters carrying chopped wood.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Sure put in a lot of hours today. Hope Richard didn't work you too hard.
He looks like he can handle it. Hi, I'm Paul.
Cody.
Faith told me how you saved Luke the other day. I'm impressed.
Sure you would have done the same?
Paul's in the wine business, and we were about to have a tasting, if you'd care to join us.
Oh, that'd be great. Let me clean up, and I'll come back and start a fire.
No need, I got it covered.
Great.
Here, honey, have a seat.
Rosie and Luke enter. They pull away quickly.
Hi. Hi, Paul. Time to get dinner started. You brought the wine. I'll get some stuff to go with it, okay?
Luke waves at Paul. Faith sighs. Later, Luke swirls a glass of wine.
I'd say this is a fruity wine, isn't it?
This wine you brought is really good, Paul.
Yeah, this stuff really does taste... What was it you said, Paul? Full-bodied and romantic? Aromatic.
I picked it up when I was in France last month. I toured the chateaus of the Alsace region. They're known for their whites, especially their Rieslings, which are sometimes confused with German wines.
Why is that?
Because the grapes are very similar.
Speaking for myself, I find I always prefer a French fry to a French wine.
Me too.
Daytime at the lumber mill. Cody is hard at work in front of one of the heavy machines. Faith walks out onto the porch outside the office and watches him work. Cody is chatting with an employee inside a booth as a wooden plank runs along a conveyor. Richard notices from the balcony and smiles. Later, Cody works sorting the wooden planks as they arrive out of the machine. Luke and Faith stand on the balcony as Rosie enters.
Here comes the boss. He's a good worker, dear.
Nighttime in the village.
Pull over in here.
Cody drives Luke and the truck to a small tree lot in the neighborhood.
We're running low on Christmas trees. Guess we'll be cutting some more tomorrow. Let's go get the girls.
Later, they arrive at the church.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, great. Yeah, I think we're just about ready to quit for tonight. You know.
What is... Read my mind. I'm starving.
What are the bags for?
Care packages for the people at the shelter.
Cody offers Faith a slice of pizza, which she takes.
We're really low on winter clothing. We really need mittens, hats, scarves, and especially sweaters.
Okay.
Where's your boyfriend, Faith? He seems to have disappeared.
Oh, he's out of town on business. He'll be back when he can.
Oh.
Daytime at the mill. Richard and Cody bring chainsaws out of the shop. Luke appears on the balcony.
Hey, Cody! You're gonna be a logger, you're gonna look the part.
Luke tosses down a flannel shirt.
Wow, thanks, Luke. That's awesome.
Come on, put it on. We'll be twins today.
That's scary.
You know, he's just trying to butter you up. He knows that cutting Christmas trees is going to be the most exhausting day of your life.
Faith appears.
Morning, boys.
Morning, Daddy.
Paul pulls up in the sports car.
Paul's volunteered to help cut Christmas trees with you.
All the who's in Whoville better run for it.
Morning. Good morning.
I'm glad you can make it. Are you ready?
No.
Come on, Paul Bunyan. Let's cut you loose.
Paul blows Faith a kiss.
I'll see you later.
Faith returns inside the office. Richard, Cody, and Paul walk deep into the nearby woods with the chainsaws.
We get 1,000 feet above the mill, we Hit the snow line.
Your cell phone works up here?
Paul answers his phone.
This is Paul.
Don't cut anything under 5.5 feet. And only the ones that are crowded, huh?
No, no, it's okay. I told him I was there.
Cutting down trees in the woods. I don't know if it's a forest or some sort of tree hatchery. Who is that? Can you talk to Roberto about that? And what did Roberto say? What I told James in the office is...
Oh, thanks. I'm glad you called. Just couldn't wait.
No, I wasn't busy at all.
All right.
Listen, you have a Merry Christmas.
I will. I will.
You too.
He hangs up.
Oh, you guys really went to town. How long was I on that call?
About 2 hours.
Sorry, James in New York had a problem with the shipment out of France. Can I help?
Nope, we're done.
Late. Thanks.
They drive the truck back to the mill.
You boys have fun?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Richard and Cody walk off.
That was hard work.
We'll make a woodsman out of you yet. Come here.
Cody, darling, I'm feeling a little tender. Would you mind?
Nighttime at the church.
Hello, ladies.
Hey, what do you have there?
You mentioned that you were putting together boxes and you needed a few extra items, so last night I went out and bought some stuff.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's so generous.
Hey, what do you have, Cody?
Oh, just a few things I was going to donate to the cause.
Oh. A lady passes Cody with a box.
Let me help you with that. Come on.
That is such a gentleman.
Paul frowns and walks off.
Paul.
Faith follows him. Outside, Paul sits in his car. Faith knocks on the window. He gestures, and she gets in.
Everybody was really impressed with what you did in there.
What about you?
Of course I'm impressed. I'm really proud of you.
You seem more taken with Cody.
What you both did was wonderful. Come here.
She kisses him. Daytime at the mill. Richard stands at a stack of wood with a clipboard. Cody approaches.
Hey. Top of the morning.
That looks complicated.
I've been doing it a long time. It's pretty simple. We just count the boards with the sizes. It's 4x6, 6x6, 6x8. This is how we keep track of them. We have coded dots, and each dot counts for a board. You get 5 dots like this, then you just connect the dots with the line. The line also counts for another board.
Are these the dots that Faith likes?
I taught her how to count them before she's even old enough to count them. That's why I call her Dottie. Would you take that tally sheet back to the office for me?
He hands Cody the clipboard. Luke, Rosie, and Faith in the office. Cody enters.
Everybody.
Morning.
Well, you missed breakfast.
Oh, I got up early. Went for a run.
Well, why didn't you tell me? I could have gotten up and watched.
Luke notices a vase of roses.
Nice flowers.
They're from Paul. From my mom.
Isn't it clever? Roses for Rosie?
Too clever for my Luke to have figured out. He always brings me dogwood blossoms.
Not that I'm cheap. I just like to pick flowers from our special place.
Is it from Richard?
Oh! I love counting dots. I know that sounds silly, but it's my favorite thing to do.
So you like to recount the dots and that makes you happy?
Immensely.
Richard enters.
Your lucky day, Cody. Lesson number 2, how to sharpen chipper blades.
Pardon me.
Faith smiles.
Good luck.
Later, outside, it rains at the mill. Luke approaches Cody.
Cody!
Listen, we need you to count up that wood stack over by the multi-head resaw. I'm sending out a load. When you finish up, tonight or tomorrow morning... Whenever. Unless you get the totals over to Faith. Thanks.
The stack of wood is large.
Well, that shouldn't take you much time. You didn't have anything planned for tonight, did you? See you in the morning.
If I'm done by then.
Later, nighttime, Cody is still counting the wood. He enters the dark office and puts the clipboard on the desk. He notices some black and white photos on the wall of the mill. Daytime, Cody sits in a tractor beside the wood stack. Faith approaches with his clipboard.
Good morning.
Hey.
Do you know what this is?
It's a tally for the lumber that's being sent. Let me know if it doesn't add up. Dottie.
Faith grins and turns to the stack. Nighttime, Cody and Richard are in the wood shop. Richard works at the jigsaw, while Cody marks a plank. Luke enters.
Hey, what are you two up to?
Just working on a little Christmas project for Sammy.
Oh, good. Yeah. Hey, you didn't forget about the Christmas dance tonight down at the Veterans Hall, did you?
Oh, you know, I think I'm going to stay here, Luke, and finish up some odds and ends.
What?
Well, good. Maybe I can get a woman to dance with me while you're not there.
Richard, who are you kidding? You don't stand much of a chance with her without Cody. Come on. It'll give you a good chance to meet some great veterans. And if you don't get down there tonight, Rosie's going to be very ticked at you for not tasting her baby back pork ribs. I mean it.
All right, we'll be right behind
all
you.
All right. Don't forget. Hurry up. Yeah. You too, Richard.
Luke leaves. Later, Luke and Richard enter a dance hall. Assembled guests are already dancing.
Boy, oh boy. Just what I need. I'm going to find my lovely wife and take her for a spin. Well, what'll I do? Try amusing yourself.
Faith and Paul are dancing together on the dance floor. Cody dances with Mrs. Ellis.
Thank you, Mary Ellis. Thank you.
Cody turns to Richard on the sidelines.
How's it going, Cody? Feel like a little spin with me?
No. Faith looks like she's having fun.
Yeah, she deserves better.
You can teach her pretty well.
For the moment, not for the long run.
It's lasted quite a while already.
Nothing but a long, stretched-out romance. Every time she talks to him about the future together, he disappears to pursue some new goal to secure their future.
Maybe now he's ready to commit.
Well, that's exactly what Luke and I are afraid of. I'm going to grab a soda. You want one?
I'm good, thanks.
Richard walks off and approaches a woman standing alone.
This is yours if you go dance with Paul.
He offers money.
You can buy a lot of bingo cards.
He adds a bill. She approaches Paul.
Excuse me, may I cut in?
Uh-huh, sure.
Be good.
Thank you.
Richard returns to Cody and nudges him on the shoulder over to Faith.
You snooze, you lose.
Cody approaches Faith, who chats with a friend.
Care to dance?
Sure.
Richard smiles as they walk out to the dance floor. Luke and Rosie are dancing nearby.
Quite a nice couple.
Except they're not a couple, honey. Faith and Paul are a couple.
Yeah. What kind of couple sees each other a handful of times a year?
Come on, she's not a child. You have to respect her choices.
Oh, good in theory, but speaking as a father, he's not the right guy for her.
He's not that bad a guy. Besides, he's crazy about Faith.
Oh, so's Cody. Where you been? Look at him. They don't make him any better than him, Rosie. Anyway, I know true love when I see it.
He kisses Rosie. Faith and Cody dance closely. Paul sees Faith and Cody dancing and separates from his partner. He walks over to Faith and Cody.
Mind if I cut in?
Faith and Cody separate.
Excuse me, can I have my dancing partner back?
Cody glances at Paul.
I need to go freshen up.
She walks off.
It's just a dance, Paul.
Paul glowers at Cody and walks off. Richard approaches.
Everything okay?
Just marking his territory.
Cody walks off.
The greatest things happen when you're dancing.
At the house, Luke sits in the living room reading a newspaper. Faith opens the door for Cody, carrying wood.
Thanks, Faith.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Of course.
Paul's still MIA?
He's on his way back from a business trip in Napa.
What exactly does he do for a living?
Yeah, Faith. What exactly does he do for a living?
He's an international wine broker.
Oh, yeah. Spends far more time internationally than he does with my daughter.
Paul sits in an empty restaurant. A man approaches his table.
Hey, Eric.
Sorry about the delay. Traffic over the bridge is stacked. Hey, I don't believe it.
What's that?
I don't think I've ever seen you wear jeans.
Well, believe it or not, later today I'm heading back up to help Faye sell Christmas trees.
You must really love this girl.
There's another guy trying to move in on her.
Well, this should seal the deal.
Herb sets down a ring box.
So you gonna move up to the boonies, become a mountain man?
No way. Once Faith says yes, she's coming on the road with me.
What if she doesn't want to leave?
She's ready.
Well, the problem is he's supposed to be selling trees with Faith down at the lot.
Sure he wouldn't want to miss out on that.
Well, let's stay. We'll have dinner, celebrate.
All right.
Waitress?
Listen, Cody, it'd really look bad if we miss our turn selling trees down at the Children's Christmas Charity lot. You mind taking Faith down there and getting her started selling?
Works for me.
Thanks, Cody. That'd be great. Paul can meet us up there.
I'll run. Go get my coat.
Faith exits.
One man's loss is another man's gain.
Later, at the tree lot, Cody loads a tree into a customer's truck.
Nice meeting you, Cody.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Lombardo.
Thanks, Faith. Merry Christmas to your mom and dad.
I'll tell them. Bye.
Bye.
That was great. Really fun.
Faith shows the money.
Serious catch, huh?
What?
You're covered in needles.
He brushes her coat.
It's better.
You seem happier than when you first got into town.
Oh, what are you saying? I was stuffy?
Cautious.
Compliments of the army.
Wait. I'll be right back.
Faith walks across the street to a shop. Later, Cody is assisting two children with a wooden tree frame. Faith returns with her hands behind her back.
Hey, I have a present for you.
She hands him a disposable camera.
So you can remember your family.
Hold on, I want to take a picture of you.
He aims at Faith.
Cheese?
Time passes. Nighttime in the tree lot. Cody shakes a customer. Faith aims the camera.
Hey, wait a second. I'm gonna take your picture. That's sweet.
She's a beauty.
Two kids toss snowballs at Cody. Paul arrives in his car. There are no customers at the tree lot. Cody and Faith are alone. She takes his picture.
Hold on. You need one of me? Okay, looking up.
Paul frowns.
You take it. No, I'm taking it.
He parks.
Okay, smile.
Faith takes another photo.
No. Come forward. Better. Okay. Smile.
Cody poses with a tree frame.
Sorry, I'm late.
Later.
Traffic was a nightmare.
He kisses her.
It's okay. Everything's working out.
It's
it's not too late. We can go home, open up a bottle of wine, sit in front of the fire.
I just have to finish off a couple of things here first.
No, it's okay. You guys, go ahead.
Thanks, Cody. Oh, forget this.
She hands him the camera.
It's cold out here.
You think this is cold? You should have been here this afternoon. Where are we going for dinner?
Later, Cody returns to the wood shop and smooths a piece of wood. Daytime, Cody sits by the water at the special spot in the woods. Faith approaches.
Hey.
Hi.
She sits beside him.
What you doing here?
Went for an early morning walk. How about you?
I was delivering wedges to Uncle Richard.
She glances at him.
I gotta get back.
Oh, I'll go with you if you want.
They stand. She trips and falls into Cody's arms in the snow. They look into each other's eyes. Cody leans forward and kisses her. They kiss passionately. She pulls away with a start.
What?
Oh, no. I gotta get back.
Faith.
I'm sorry.
Faith.
The office.
I kissed him, Mom. I love Paul and I kissed Cody.
Oh, you were just wrapped up in the moment. It was just a brief lapse in judgment, no?
Not sure it was. What am I gonna do, Mom?
Only you can answer that question, darling.
So, you like Paul, don't you?
Well, it's who you love that matters.
I've always thought Paul would be the man I would spend my life with, raise a family with.
You just have to remember, sweetheart, you've got to follow your heart. I love you.
Richard enters, seeing Rosie embracing Faith.
I can come back later.
In the mill, Cody works sorting wood. Richard approaches. The conveyor stops.
What's going on around here?
I'm sorry?
Uh-oh, I'm sorry. Must be a doozy.
I kiss Faith.
Finally. Well, judging by the scene in the office, she must have kissed you back.
Richard taps Cody's shoulder and walks off. Later, Richard approaches Luke at the truck.
Did you hear the news?
What news?
Love is in the air.
What are you talking about?
Well, your daughter was outflanked by special forces.
Well, what happened?
He planted a big one on her.
What'd she do?
She turned bright red.
Yeah. They seem to like it?
They both seem to like it.
Good. It's going according to plan.
Oh, you have a plan?
Of course I have a plan. I've always had a plan. Where's she now?
She's up with her mom.
Huh? Uh-huh. Okay, I gotta go talk to her.
Can I come?
Don't be silly.
Luke enters the office.
Where's Faith?
She was upset, so she went home early.
Did you hear?
You're stirring up trouble and looking for a smack on the bottom.
Now, Rosie, don't you get me all excited.
Later, evening at the house, Faith, Luke, and Richard are working with dough in the kitchen. Rosie stands nearby.
This is a better batch than the last one you made.
No? What's wrong with the last one?
You didn't have enough flour in there. Look at this.
Plenty of flour.
Thanks.
No, you're wrong. I mean, I keep telling you this, and every year you give me the same grief.
Oh, have you seen what he's doing?
Cody enters.
Hey, everybody.
Hey. It's about time. You're missing all the fun.
You okay, Cody?
Yeah, everything's good.
Come in!
Paul enters.
Hello? Hey, hi.
Hi, Paul.
Wow, you guys are doing good work here.
Mm-hmm. Make yourself at home.
Grab some sugar sprinkles.
I'd love to, Rosie, but actually I wanted to know if I could steal Faith away for the evening.
It's getting cold in here. Cody, go get some firewood. My work is done here. Let me help you.
Luke walks off. Paul hands Faith a stuffed animal.
Surprise.
Thanks. So cute.
Richard frowns. Luke chats outside with Cody.
I know we've only known you for a short while, but I want you to know you've become family here. We've all come to love you. I mean all of us.
Luke, I didn't plan on any of this.
Soldiers bond with one another. They become a band of brothers and sisters, a family. Their job is to defend and come back home to those who are waiting for them. What you need is someone to come back to. Got it?
Cody and Luke look at each other. Downtown in the village, Paul parks his car. Faith is inside.
You sit tight. I'll get the umbrella.
Paul carries the umbrella to her side of the car and opens it. He opens the door for her.
Here you go. Watch your step. Right this way.
They enter a bistro and wine bar, which is empty. A waitress escorts them to a table.
Where are all your customers? The place looks deserted.
Table ready for you?
The waitress pops a bottle.
What's going on, Rachel?
We're closed tonight. We have a private party.
And for you?
Enjoy your meal.
Rachel walks off.
What are you up to?
I just thought we haven't had any quality time together.
So you bought out Citronet for an entire night during the busy season?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
To us.
To us. Thank you.
They sip.
Okay, I'm having shrimp.
At the wood shop, Cody sands his wooden project. It has four wooden legs and a frame. At the bistro, Rachel removes a dish from their table.
Now I know that Christmas is only 2 days away, and I probably should have waited until then, but I can't wait another minute. Will you do me the honor of marrying me?
He opens the ring box for her.
Paul.
He takes her hand.
I love you.
Of course I'll marry you.
She kisses him. She looks at her hand.
We'll spend all of our anniversaries traveling through Europe. Wherever I go, you'll go with me. We'll spend the rest of our lives traveling the world.
Faith looks at him. Daytime. At the mill, Cody stands on the balcony as Faith arrives in her Jeep. Faith gets out of the car and approaches.
Morning.
Hi. Cody. There's something I have to say. Paul and I got engaged last night.
That's great. I'm really happy for you. Paul's a great guy.
Cody walks off.
I'm happy for you, Faith.
He descends the staircase and walks off alone. Faith watches from the balcony. Downtown in the village, Faith sits alone at the diner. Paul enters.
Hi, honey.
Hey.
Did you order for us yet?
Uh-huh. I'm glad you called. I needed a break.
You know, once we get married, we can have Christmas in Belize.
And miss spending it here with my family.
We're going to start our own family in Napa.
Honey, we never discussed leaving Nevada City. You know I love working at the mill. And you know I love spending time with my family. I thought you did, too.
We can get a little place up here. We'll split our time. Relationships are about compromise.
Never really thought about that.
It's going to be okay. Your dad's going to find someone to replace you, and we'll come up and we'll visit him all the time.
Elsewhere in the village, Cody exits a general store carrying a photo envelope. He sits on the curb and riffles through them. Luke approaches.
What you got? Ah, good times. Good times. I guess you've heard by now?
Yeah.
Richard's wearing black. Whatever happened to the young man asking the father's permission?
Well, if he's happy, I'm sure you would have said yes.
Yeah. Listen, son. I know that you've fallen in love with Faith. It'd be so easy for you to retire from the Army now with your tours of duty and years of service. You can stay on here and work at the mill and run it one day.
I can't stay. She's marrying somebody else.
Exactly my point, but Paul isn't the one. Yeah, where's your sense of fighting for the right thing?
Well, there's something to be said for not invading. Well, you don't belong.
You can't retreat now. You need to tell her how you feel. It's the right thing to do.
The right thing to do is to move on.
Okay. To the guy who saved my life.
Luke extends his hand.
To the guy who saved mine.
Cody shakes it. Nighttime at the mill, Faith gets into the truck. Elsewhere, Luke and Rosie ride in a horse-drawn sleigh. Faith holds her cell phone.
Hi, this is Paul. I can't make it to the call right now, but if you leave a message, I'll call you.
She hangs up. Luke and Rosie chat in the sleigh, now stopped.
I'm not at all happy about this engagement.
Faith made her decision. We've got to support her.
Well, Cody's leaving because of it.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry about that. But that's his decision.
Hold these.
Luke answers his phone.
Hello?
Hey, Dad. I'm stuck at the mill. My battery's dead. And I can't find Paul. Can you come pick me up?
I'm on my way. Faith's battery died and she can't find Paul.
You want me to go with you?
Oh, no. It's way too cold out there for old people like us.
Luke Spellman.
Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
Faith gets out of the truck. It begins to snow. She puts her hands on her hips. At the house, Cody sits reading. Luke and Rosie enter.
We're back.
That was a sleigh ride.
Oh, as usual, very romantic. Faith's battery died.
Would you run to the mill and pick her up?
Oh, Luke, I don't think that's such a good idea.
Humor me. This is Faith's favorite blanket.
Okay.
Keep the lines tight, but be gentle on the bit. She'll do the job.
You sure about all this?
Positive. Let her rip.
Yeah.
Outside, Cody rides the sleigh away holding the blanket. At the mill, Faith stands on the balcony as the sleigh approaches. She comes down the stairs and approaches Cody.
Whoa. The This was not my idea.
I'm sorry about what happened in the woods the other day. It was unfair of me to give you the wrong idea.
I'm not sorry. The time I spent with you, the kiss, I'll have that the rest of my life.
You deserve to be happy, Cody.
I'm gonna be happy. Come on.
She gets into the sleigh.
It's cold.
He hands her the blanket.
Thanks.
Cody drives sleigh away. They return to the house.
Whoa, good girl. Tell your dad I was easy on the bit.
I want you to have this. It'll keep you safe and warm after you leave.
She hands him the blanket.
Thank you.
She gets out of the sleigh. Cody looks at the blanket. Daytime at the house, Luke adjusts the radio, then approaches Faith and dances with her. Rosie smiles watching.
Come to Pop.
Cody enters.
Cody! Grab a girl! Come on!
Come on, Cody!
Rosie approaches Cody. Luke spins Faith into Cody.
Change your partner's dozy dough.
They freeze.
I really should be going.
What?
I have some stuff to finish off for tonight's service.
Oh, come on.
I have some things to take care of also. May I borrow the truck?
Oh, yeah, sure. Remember, Christmas Eve service is at 7.
If I'm finished, sir.
Okay, Cody, but you try, huh? It's a beautiful service.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I'll try.
Cody walks off. Faith watches. At the mill, Cody is wrapping a large item with a tarp and a string. Later, he unloads the package from the back of the truck. He puts it down beside the lake in a special spot and begins to unwrap it. Nighttime at the church. People file in. The choir sings. Richard enters and leads the Spellmans to an empty pew. Rosie, Luke, and Faith sit together. Cody approaches the entrance of the church. Paul walks up behind him.
You're still here.
You're a lucky man, Paul.
Love, not luck, had a big part in my good fortune.
I need you to know I'm in love with Faith, but I know she loves you, and I hope you're doing this for all the right reasons.
Understood.
Paul walks into the church. Cody ponders. Richard leads Paul to the pew. Paul sits beside Faith. He kisses her cheek.
It was the glory of the Lord shone all around, and they were very much afraid. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. The image of the Holy Family puts me in mind of our own Nevada City and the families here."
Faith glances around.
Jesus came for the world, yet like all of us, he was a small town kid who never strayed far from his loving family. He was surrounded by people who loved each other and had as his example Joseph, who by choosing to stand by Mary set the standard for doing the right thing, for making the kinds of choices that call upon us to set aside our own desires for another's welfare. Is there any greater gift we can give or larger goodness we can do? I don't think so, friends. I just want to remind everybody to be sure to say a prayer for our brave men and women in the armed services who are overseas in harm's way on this holiday season. All right? Now that your candles are lit, let's all sing Silent Night.
Paul blows out his candle and stands. He walks out. Faith looks at Luke.
Something wrong.
Faith blows out her candle and stands. She follows Paul outside. It snows.
Paul? Paul!
Paul stops and turns to her.
I'm so sorry.
She removes the engagement ring and hands it back to him. They look at each other. He kisses her on the forehead and walks away, frowning. She watches Paul walk away. Sunrise at the house. Cody stands alone in the living room. He places a card on their tree. He exits the house carrying his bag and looks around. He gets onto his motorcycle and rides it out of the garage and down the driveway. Later, daytime in the house, Faith stares at a bowl in the kitchen beside Luke. Richard enters.
I didn't see Cody's bike out front.
Know where he went?
No, you?
I don't like this. His bed's made up. Looks like all of his stuff is gone.
Oh, look. Look, he left the card and a map or something.
Huh?
Dear Rosie, Faith, Luke, and Richard, the last couple of weeks have meant the world to me. You invited me into your home. And for that, I will be eternally grateful. I've lived a lifetime here in Nevada City and will cherish every memory, every image. I wish you all a lifetime of love, happiness, and peace. Merry Christmas, Cody Cullen. P.S. If you follow this map, you'll find your Christmas present. Look.
Rosie shows Luke the map.
Let's go.
Well, when are we going to open our Christmas presents? Huh.
Boy.
They all walk out of the house. They pull up to the special spot by the lake in Faith's Jeep and park. In a clearing sits a wooden bench.
Easy does it. Come on.
They approach the bench. It's engraved, where the magic begins.
Darn.
Where the magic begins. Time Cody must have spent on this.
There's an envelope on the bench.
This is what you two were working on until the wee hours?
Guilty as charged.
Oh, Richard, thank you.
Oh, don't thank me. Thank Cody. It's all his doing. I just showed him how to hold a hammer and nail a nail and work the table saw.
Yeah.
Faith opens the envelope. Inside is her Christmas card and mounted pictures from the disposable camera she bought him, and a handwritten note. She looks at her parents, then reads.
Dear Faith, I've fallen in love with you twice now. Once when this beautiful woman swiped some of my crispy curly fries. And then the first time, when a thoughtful, tender woman sent me this card. I want to thank you for showing me how amazing love can make me feel. I hope all your dreams come true, Cody. So, this card brought him to Nevada City?
No, you did.
Dad, I have to find him.
Luke nods.
I have an idea.
Elsewhere, on a bridge over a stream, a plaque reads, "This bridge is dedicated to the memory of those brave men and women who served in Vietnam and never returned home." Cody stands reading the plaque, then leans on the railing, looking at the water. Faith approaches from above and looks down, seeing him. She walks down to him carrying a styrofoam diner tray. She walks up behind him.
Sergeant Cullen, you forgot something. Chicken salad sandwich on rye with curly fries. Extra crispy.
You want chocolate?
You'll have to come back to Nevada City for that.
How'd you find me?
Dad knew you'd never leave town without visiting the Vietnam Memorial. If you ever, ever leave town without saying goodbye again, I swear I'll...
He kisses her. As they kiss, we fly over the nearby stream. Blackout. Credits. Executive Producer, Larry Levinson, Robert Hall Mee Jr.